Make a splash or have the ride of your life with Carowinds and Subway restaurants. Save up to $21 on single day admission when you make any sub a fresh value meal with chips and a drink. So head into Subway and get your discount for the new Carolina Harbor Water Park and Plants vs. Zombies 3Z Arena at Carowinds. Offer valid March 25th through June 19th, 2016. See store for details. Limited time only at participating locations. May not be combined with any other offers. Sandwiches prepared in front of you. Subway is a registered trademark of Subway IP Inc. Copyright 2016 Subway IP Inc.
Caller, let me help you.
My roommate has been wearing my clothes. What should I do?
Go to AT&T. They're giving you up to $650 in value to help you switch when you trade in your current smartphone and buy a new one on AT&T Next.
Wow, $650? How does that help with my situation?
$650 in value can help you save up for your own place or a really nice deadbolt. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer. Each line requires eligible port-in, trade-in, purchase, and service. Get minimum of $10 trade-in credit plus prepaid card and amount of device balance or early termination fee less trade-in. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
From paving your way to success, and she dragging. So I don't know. I'm like, look, you need me attention, bud? You good? You okay?
Oh my gosh, you can't pick the ghetto anthem. But anyway, welcome everyone.
Welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Look, I got Prince on the brain. I was scrolling through our shows and just, you know, through our board, and somebody had Little Red Corvette. I guess one of the other shows must have been playing Prince's Little Red Corvette. So now I'm just
Little Red Corvette.
I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Because then I high heels on. Not.
And what you call it?
Oh, what? A
blouse. A ruffled shirt.
A blouse.
A blouse.
That's a blouse. That ain't no ruffled shirt. That's a blouse. But what's going on? How's everyone doing? Man, we are at the end of the week. We are on Saturday, the day that most people live for.
Yeah.
You know, unless you are, you know, an entrepreneur, chilling, doing what you love, doing what you do, and every day is Saturday. You know,
yeah.
Once you get in your groove and you start, you know, building your business and doing the things that you need to do and, you know, growing, then, you know, you have 7 days of Saturday. Actually, 6 days of Saturday because you never want to take the Lord's day. So 6 days of Saturdays, and that's kind of what we're talking about today, right? We're talking about women entrepreneurs and things like that, and, man, and trying to position people so they can have 7 days of Saturdays. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know that's something near and dear to my wife's heart, to my heart, to have our businesses where we need to be so we can be self-sufficient,
mm-hmm.
you know, independent,
yep.
reach and teach is what rap intended.
Yep. I can't. Anyway.
But anyway, well.
Welcome to Days and Waited to Death here on the Never Had So Good Sports Media Network. We are excited to have you here. We want to welcome our faithful followers and then also welcome our new people who are joining in and listening for the first time. We never want to take for granted that you know what PAGE stands for. P is for passion, purpose, and planning. A is for altitude. Oh, excuse me. It's still Saturday morning. Attitude, well, that's because I'm talking about attitude and altitude and something else. So
right,
I'm struggling a little bit, but that's all right. So A is attitude and mindset. B is vision. And C is execution. And you have to have all four of those keys working for you to be successful, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your health, or in your ministry, or wherever you decide to set yourself to. You have to see it, you have to put plan, you have to have the right attitude, and above all, you need to execute.
That's right, because Pave Your Way to Success is an entrepreneurial, motivational, and inspirational radio show. We understand that people only know what they know. That's why they are where they are. So we reach out our tentacles of relationship out to people that we know, people that we meet, and bring them in. And so they can bring value to our show, to our listeners, so they know something different. So now they're in a different place. Because why? We're paving your way to success.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to call.
Okay, I can tell you, I was just thinking, just because I said to Kelly Whistler and Michael Shane, I should send your picture up and say, excuse me, can you audition this gentleman to be Kelly Ripper's assistant? I think he would do well, actually.
You think so?
I think so.
I wouldn't pull a chair out every morning, though.
I ain't pulling a chair.
And look, and we have to come out from different places. She had to come out from over here, I had to come out from over there, and I go to my chair because my wife is crazy.
I'm like, what?
I'm going to hold her arm like that. My wife, she's secure.
Look, she rubbing your leg underneath.
I see her put her hand underneath the table. She rubbing her.
Look. She ain't trying to tell you to go to commercial. That's what she trying.
Look, my wife crazy.
Whatever.
Nah, I pass on that one. Some things you gotta let go and let alone.
Maybe I should be her co-host. Maybe she have a Girl Power live show. I'm gonna have to call it.
Yeah, call. The number is
555-1212.
You pick the area code.
Right.
But man, we have an awesome show this morning. We are our guest is from.
Oh yeah, can we talk about the weather? Because you know, I'm your weather girl.
You are.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's raining, man.
Okay, don't get me started. But anyway, it's been cold in the Northeast.
Look,
this whole week,
winter.
I'm trying to tell you, I thought I was in Seattle.
Winter.
Because it has been rainy, it has been gray, and I'm just like, what is going on?
I know,
crazy. It's been crazy. I'm like, it's May, and we're still wearing long pants, jackets, hoods, umbrellas. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought April showers
brought
May flowers.
Well, May just got here.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, may you move on?
Really? How about it?
Listen, and then I had to make left turns all week. You know why I had to make left turns all week?
Because your right turn doesn't work?
Nah, because the carnival was on the right-hand side. If I made a right turn, then they would have wanted to go to the carnival. And it's cold. And
cold, rainy.
Yeah.
Why can't we stop?
Yeah.
And cold.
Left turns all week. No right turns.
So... okay. What was I going to say? Oh, Soldiers and Sandals. Let me talk about that because that is coming up quickly.
Yes.
In 2 Saturdays.
Yes.
So,
if you don't have your tickets, you know, you're going to really miss an awesome, awesome women's empowerment event.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
We have, on May the 21st, we have Mr. Sherlyn Bennett, who's coming in from Florida, and she is our keynote speaker. We have Toya Prayer, who's driving in from Maryland, up 95. And as always, I said, we have our four homegrown girls.
Just in case things pop off.
Dr. Tina Scott, we have Ovio Mamore, we have our millennial speaker, Asia Waters, and we have myself, Michelle Dozan. And I'm telling you, we are excited for this empowerment conference. It is Soldiers and Stilettos. We are now officially on the move, and we're going to be actually going to be going on tour.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You ain't said nothing. It ain't nothing but a suitcase.
Look, so I'm trying to tell you. So it is going to be a phenomenal event. The event is, the theme is the shift. Because for you to get anything different, you have to shift. You have to adjust. You have to do something different. And all of us, between the six of us, we all are going to be talking about shifting in different aspects and different areas. So wherever you're coming in there with, hopefully as a participant, you will connect with one of these speakers so you would have a Me Too moment. Because
yes.
These women will be sharing their stories, but then also giving you strategies, encouraging you, motivating you, and empowering you to get something different in your life. So if you want to register, go to Soldier, without an S, Soldier in Stilettos. 2016.eventbrite.com. Once again, you're going to go to Soldier in Stilettos 2016.eventbrite.com. Pay and come join us in Philadelphia.
We have people coming from Ohio. We have Sherilyn Bennett and her. People coming from Florida. We have Maryland folks coming up, and we have our Philly people. So, you know, we got room for you. We have room for you. So, we got an awesome show happening today.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to introduce our speaker. Michelle's going to read the bio. I'll pray. You know, we'll get it in. But just want to throw a little Prince up in there. See what
my goodness.
Is it Prince? Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. There it is.
Wow.
Man. Prince. Loss of a legend. Ain't no Michael Jackson.
I should know by the way you popped your car sideways.
It's all good. You're listening to Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We'll be right back. Prince, baby.
The Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network would like to welcome the following shows. Spiritually Free Talk Radio with Minister Sherilyn Bennett from Gainesville, Florida. In Times Like These with host Vanita Coney from Gainesville, Florida. Also, Small Business Connections and Virginia Lynn, also from Gainesville, Florida. Irene Annie Bell out of Atlanta, Georgia. Amazing Minds from Lena Jermaine Hurst Clark in Atlanta, Georgia. Truth Radio from Tifton, Georgia, and Pastor Cal. The Roro Show with Rochelle Rose from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pave Your Way to Success with Michelle and Rudy Govan. Also, Power 803 with John Robinson, Columbia, South Carolina. We are a better network for having you aboard.
Pastor Regina Johnson. Who is Regina Johnson? A wife.
My heart and soul.
A mother.
Strong.
Patient.
Inspiring.
Undaunted.
Royal princess.
A pastor.
It's time for me to make up my mind that no matter what's going on, Jesus has to be first.
an author and radio host.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Take your football game to the next level with the National Youth Football League. The National Youth Football League is powered by former NFL players and great coaches across the United States. They provide student athletes with opportunities to play football year-round. Spring leagues in the Greater Triangle area are now forming for ages 5 to 18. To pre-register, log on to NationalYouthFootballLeague.com. That's NationalYouthFootballLeague.com.
It's Sports Talk Atlanta with Mac D and Travis McGee. We're live on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. If it's sports, we talk about it. But we talk HBCU sports first. Call in and be part of the show, 347-637-3286. Morehouse Brothers now on the radio. Remember, HBCU sports first.
Welcome back, welcome back. And we would be remiss if I didn't say thank you to Princess Cooper for filling in for us last week.
Yes.
So we'd like to thank the CEO, Princess Cooper, for filling in for me last week as I was away in Ohio doing some ministry work and also doing some business stuff and, you know, getting some things together, you know, doing God's work first. So I appreciate her stepping in, and I listened to the show. It was an awesome show. I listened for as long as I could, and then I listened to the replay. Mm-hmm. And just so everyone knows that if you missed a show or you missed a show, the links are always live. You can always go to our Facebook page, Pave Your Way to Success fan page, and you can always click on one of the links.
You
go to the radio website, which is paveradio.com. There's some classic shows on there, but you can always go to Michelle Davis Govan or Rudy Govan or Pave Your Way to Success fan page, and you can always click on any of the shows that you see there. The links are always live. You can always go back and listen later.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to miss, you know, giving Princess a shout-out.
Okay.
And I'm going to be on another show for Father's Day, too. So we're going to be talking about, I just got an invitation from one of our stablemates to come and talk about fatherhood in June for Father's Day. So
okay.
It was an awesome opportunity. So looking forward to that. And thank you that they see the value in me that, you know, I may have something to bring to talk about fatherhood. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the invitation. Cut the check. Cut the check. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we just thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity once again to reach your people through this medium, Heavenly Father. Let them know that, you know, we serve you and we keep you first in all that we do, Heavenly Father, because it is because of you that we have this opportunity, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we praise you, O Lord, for the gifting. We thank you, Lord, for the CEO who is the visionary that put things in place, Heavenly Father. We pray for her. We pray for our family, Heavenly Father. We pray for our guests, O Lord, that they will let you use them, Heavenly Father, to speak to your people, Heavenly Father, in the realm of business. For you have made it so we could be wealthy, Heavenly Father, in you. So we just thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Because wealth is of the Father. He is of the Father. So
yes.
We thank you. All right. Bye, Otan.
All right. So I am excited. I am, like, super excited to introduce this person because she has personally impacted my life in coaching. So let me just let you know that we have today Shea Atterbury Chisinga, who is a small business owner and empowerment coach, author of several books. It's My Time to Rise, Igniting the Vision, and Stand Up and Be Heard, Volumes 1 and 2, just to name a few. The two latter books are collaborations that she shares with a total of 51 other women. Shay is known in the industry for using her faith to activate God's blessings in her life. From starting her own coaching business to creating her own live workshop and launching the It's My Time to Rise Business Institute. Most recently, she started yet another business venture by opening her own co-working space, Sweet Success, with her business partner, Anitra Scott. Shay works with women who are ready and willing to do whatever it takes to build a successful ministry, business, and career that they love and which also supports the freedom and lifestyle that they desire. Whether you've been in business, ministry, or your career for several years, or you are soul-searching, the advice, resources, and tools Shay has developed will help you build a rewarding and enjoyable life. She's been an entrepreneur and has worked in church ministry for over 22 years. When she first started her coaching business in January of 2009, she didn't have a clue of what to do. Through her struggle, she became clear on who she was called to serve and how to earn consistent income. Shaya serves faithfully in her church and community and shares her home with her husband of almost 9 years and their beautiful daughter, Rose Jasinga. So I want to definitely give a great round of applause and welcome to Shaya Atterbury Jasinga.
Welcome to State of Your Greatest Success. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
How are you? Look,
I am great.
Over here, because you are over there in the east,
on the west coast.
On the west coast.
Yeah, well, it means that it's extra early, meaning 3 hours.
Wow.
So we thank you for the sacrifice of being on the show. And
you know,
I'm excited about the topic because I know this is something dear to your heart. It's something that you've helped me with,
yes.
And I know you've helped others. So today we are going to be talking about women entrepreneurs gaining clarity to get past in your business.
Absolutely. Oh, this is a big topic.
Look, I'm telling you, because here we go. I mean, I've talked about vision and how you have to be clear on where you're going. Just in the natural, you have to be clear. So, Shaya, let's just get into it. Talk to us about the importance of gaining clarity and being clear on who you're to serve, what you're to do to be able to get cash in your business.
Thank you for that question. And the thing about it is, Michelle and Ruby, is that many entrepreneurs, especially in the Christendom environment, we struggle in this place of clarity. We know that God has given us a vision, and this vision is humongous, right? We just want to do so much, which he has given us to do. But what I've learned that God is strategic. He is not confused, and he knows exactly how he wants us to execute what he's given us to do. And when clarity comes through, first of all, it takes time to get clarity. He may give you a little piece of it, and then you execute on that. Then he'll give you a little bit more, and you execute on that. But what happens, we move ahead of it. And because we move ahead of it, then we get confused, and then there is no clarity. Another thing I want to share is I know for sure in business, as women entrepreneurs, we get really passionate about how we're supposed to help people, right? But these great ideas and great things that we're doing, it doesn't generate money. And it comes from not being clear on where to begin first. And so I always tell, and this is, like I said, I know this for my own self, working through all the different types of the journey I've been in as an entrepreneur and the journey I'm still on, is that we really have to understand the very first question that you got to ask, who is God is calling me to serve in this season? At this moment, right now, as I move forward, in this season, what do I do now? And then when we get clear on that, then we're able to take some action on what he has given us to do.
Amen. And I think you said a mouthful when you said
what has God called me to do in this season? Because we know God works in season. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you don't
want to
miss your season. You don't want to be walking around with shorts on when it's this, not the season for shorts. You know, so it's very, very important. And then you said probably, you know, where the rubber meets the road in the Pave Your Way to Success format, the execution. Execution is where the rubber meets the road. You can have your passion, your purpose, your attitude, your mindset, your vision, but what are you doing? What are you doing? So like you said, it's all good, but you got to get that thing that God has spoke to you in this season and execute it.
And
then get the next thing and execute it. Go ahead, Derek.
And I like what you said, Shay, is that, you know, sometimes we get a big vision or God will give it to us in part. And, you know, and God is strategic. He is very strategic in what he's doing, and he knows the plan. So it's not like we have to really even come up with anything per se because he has the plan.
That's right. And where to begin first. And you have to make sure that you are where you need to begin first, because a lot of times we want to go to the part that may be glamorous first.
Right.
When God is saying, nope, I need you to dig this hole first.
Right.
I need you to get dirty first. I need you to invest in yourself first. I need you to do this other thing. And, you know, because we sometimes struggle with the shiny object syndrome where, you know, God saying, no, want you to do this. You may not. You may never see the shiny object.
Yeah.
So we can't let that be our drive.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you guys are saying it, especially when you said this shiny object and then taking action. And the shiny object syndrome, it is so funny, it is basically a distraction. When you know, again, the season that you're in and how to execute and invest in that right time, is that you cannot lose focus on what he's giving you to do because you want something to happen much faster. I know that in the beginning of the journey, especially as coaching, you know, our industry, and Michelle, you know this, in our industry, is so many people doing different types of things. And it looks like that one is going great, and you're like, okay, let me try this one, let me try that one. And before you know it, you'd have spent a lot of money. You don't have the results that you're looking for, going back to clarity because we're trying to follow the trend. But as women entrepreneurs, especially as believers, is that our journey doesn't look like like someone else's journey will look like. We have to be very in alignment to what he is saying so we could execute. And then the thing about taking action, you got to take action at the right time. Sometimes you're thinking, well, I got to have this I got to have all this perfect picture together. I got to have that first. I got to have that done. And sometimes it doesn't operate like that. This walk, this journey, getting clarity as we get to cash, it's a faith walk. You will not see the perfect picture all the time. You won't see exactly how it should go, but it's according to your faith is how the results are going to come. And when your faith is not there and you're not moving forward, you can miss the movement. You could totally miss it because you didn't operate in faith. And so that's another big thing about, you know, walking this journey to cash is that you got to have faith. You got to believe. The most important thing, and I can go on about this, is that you got to know shadow of a doubt that this is my purpose, period. I'm not going to have a discussion about it. I'm not going to have no one tell me what I'm not. I am clear about this, and I'm walking it out. So, yeah,
that's it. Look, I had to give you a clap on that because that is so true. You have to be clear and you have to be on purpose. You know, I talk to people all the time and I tell them about, look, just get out there and do it. There is a formula.
Yeah.
There is a formula that's working. But everything is tailor-made for you. You know, don't worry about who's doing what in what space, and you want to be in that space, and you want to. God has tailor-made things for you. If I go to the store and I put on a tailor-made suit, I get a tailor-made suit for me, and I'm a 52 long. My other brother may be a 52 long, and I gave him my suit. He may be able to fit it, but it's not going to wear on him like it wears on
right.
me. Because it was
exactly.
fit for my cuts and curves and this, that, and the other. And people are going to look at it and say, wait a minute, man. Where'd you get that suit from? Because you're wearing it, but it don't look like it fits you. So don't
right.
be scared to move out in your in the space that God has told you. Because a lot of times I think, you know, with the age of social media, people can make themselves look as big or as small
tell me about
or
it.
However
Come
they
on.
Look. And
yes.
then you got a person who is sitting here who is trying to organically grow their business.
Right.
You know, and not make themselves look bigger than they are. You
yeah.
know? And they're intimidated by this person who has the smoke and mirrors. But
right.
that person who has the smoke and mirrors, why are they over there trying to get in your space if they have such a big
yeah.
space?
Right.
And one of the things that I like that you said, Shaya, is knowing your purpose.
That's it.
And it's,
right.
it's basically like staying in your lane. Because
yes.
even though somebody else is like going faster, you stay on your track, your purpose, what God has told you to do, and you will
mm-hmm.
see the fruits of your labor. You can't be
right.
switching lanes over here, over there, and trying to, because they say that this is trending now, or let me go over here, or this is trending, let me
right.
get the catch over here.
Exactly.
Stay the course.
Hello?
Yes. Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello? Shaya?
Hello?
Shaya?
Can you hear us?
Shaya? Uh-oh, what's going on? Shaya, can you hear me?
Pave your way to success glitch.
Oh, well, we have pave your way to success glitch. But, you know, once again, it's about staying in your lane. We have to stay in our lane because nothing worse than you on the highway and you get into another lane and then that lane slows down.
And then, wait a minute, here you go. What happens when you get in the other lane sometimes?
Yeah.
And you have an accident.
You have an accident.
And
you're
into a ditch.
Exactly. And you can't do that. Shaya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
So you're back. Say. But we're talking about staying in your lane. So you have to stay in your lane to ensure that you get what God has for you. Because the success that he has for you, because the success that God has for you is totally different than the success he has for me. And people,
absolutely.
the people who God is calling to your vineyard is totally different than someone who's calling to my vineyard. So we have to be true to who we are so we can be true to those people who are coming for us.
Mm-hmm. That is so good, God, you said that. The conversation was getting so good, my phone cut out. But I'm like, I'm getting back in this call. But listen up. The thing about it is that what I know that many, especially entrepreneurs, we talk about women here, is that we look for things, we struggle, because we do need finances, we want to expand, we want to grow, and not only that, we want to be able to meet our obligations and things that we're doing to support our families and friends and things of that nature. But what happens is when we get in a panic state and we begin to worry and then operate in fear, that's when the lanes start switching because you're trying to figure out what to do. And I totally understand that. And that's when we start looking outside of ourselves with what God has already put in us. Instead of switching lanes, instead of moving all over the place, that's the time to go within. Let's go within so I can get really clear and pull out what he's already put in me so I can stay clear to produce the revenue that I need to expand and grow what he's given me to do. And so I tell the women I coach and work with and mentor and serve, it's like we all have been given the talents, the expertise, the gifts, the information. We already have it. All we need to do is get very clear about what that is, begin to cultivate it, grow it, and develop it, and package it so we can get to cash or to revenue and increase the things that we're doing. But switching lanes won't help you do that. So, for example, you may have a person who say, well, I'm a health coach. Okay, I'm using it as an example. And then the next thing you know, they're not doing health coaching anymore. They're deciding to do this. Well, I'm an artist. I'm going to paint or what have you. And I'm not saying that you can't have multiple passion things that you're doing. But what I do know, you've got to focus on what's going to generate the revenue first. And I say that all the time. And so we can't switch lanes when we get nervous, we get scared, and then we don't see it working the way it should be working. It may just take some, all it requires maybe just taking a few minutes, getting quiet. Let me hear what God is saying. Let me get some mentoring and coaching around this area so I know how to take the right steps so I can get what I need. And so that will avoid us switching lanes. I've done that too, all over the place, all over the highway, and almost in a wreck because I'm not clear on what to do, you know. So, yeah.
And once again, I think that speaks to being true to yourself, you know, and the word
yes.
talks about being tossed through and fro by every wind of doctrine.
Yes.
And you have to believe
right.
in what you believe in and believe in what you believe
right.
in with all your heart. Because
yes.
you can see one person doing one thing like, oh, well, you know, she's making $10,000 a month. She's making $10,000
right.
a week in this
yeah.
business. And, or she's doing this, that, and the other thing. And
let me try that.
Well, let me try that. But your conviction
right.
tells you that's not good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But your conviction, so you have to understand who you are and what God is doing for you. Sure, that person
yeah.
may be making $10,000 a week, but your conviction
mm-hmm.
and your heart tells you that that's not a good product or that's not where
exactly.
you need to be. So you
right.
can't be chasing, once again, we're talking about the shiny object syndrome and what
right.
and doing whatever it takes to be successful. Because if now you're willing to do whatever it takes to be successful, so you're saying you can
yeah.
be caught. And the enemy will
right.
use that against you. So you have
yeah.
to have
yeah.
your standard. You have to have your standard.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane. And just like I did a Periscope the other day, and I also put it on Facebook, you have to do what it takes for as long as it takes for the results that you're looking for. You know,
right.
we are willing to do what it takes for as long as it takes for things that don't
mm-hmm.
matter, but we're not willing to do what it takes for as long as it takes for the things that matter.
And part of that
yes.
is getting into clarity. Part of that is gaining clarity. And
right.
so just because I know that, you know, you and I have coached, tell the audience,
right.
one of the things that you've talked about, even with me, is being clear, like you can be clear in, okay, what your message is or what your service is. So, okay, just say I'm a person, say, okay, yes, I'm clear with that. So then the next
yeah.
step would be, okay, I need to be clear on who I'm called to serve. Because
mm-hmm.
you
right.
don't want to say that I'll serve anybody. No, you don't want to say
you ain't gonna serve nobody.
So tell
yes.
us about that process, about being clear on who we are to serve.
You know what? Thank you for that question. You know, and being clear about who you're called to serve, it really goes back to when you begin to look at your own experiences, your own information, your knowledge, your talents. Who is that for? And that's the question I ask, you know, when I'm working with clients. When I look at my experience and my journey, I am a pastor's kid. I grew up in a church. That is my life. That's what I do. That's what I know. So as I was moving forward into business, I really didn't take into account that my coaching is not just for women entrepreneurs just in that arena, but it's also for ministry leaders because it's my experience. It's what I know. If I live in that household of a person who's building a ministry from ground up, from nothing. And so I was able to get clear using my experience, using my talent, using the information that I knew and to cultivate it into a product or a service. So when a person needs to get clear on who are their audience, who is their client, think about their experience. Think about the things they have been through or done or and can use that towards them moving towards creating a service. Like I said before, everything that we God has allowed us to go through or been through in life or learn or, you know, things of that nature, it is to be used for a purpose. It is to be used to serve him in the capacity in the marketplace. And so that's how we can learn how to package that. and even, you know, put a price on, you know. That's why I'm really big on people becoming authors. Not just the fact that I want to, you know, write about my, you know, life story, but you have a solution that you provide. You provide an answer to something. And so when you write a book, it's not just telling me your story, but you're providing a resource or a tool that can get me an answer to what I'm looking for. And so that's one of the things I talk about, helping people get clear on their audience. Think about their experience. Think about their talent. Think about the gift and really cultivate that to that audience. And that's how you can really get clear about it. And I was going to piggyback a little bit when Ruby, you were saying about how, you know, paying, you know, people online, and we watching everything people do. And I've learned this: people can be anybody they want to be on social media. You have no idea where they live. You have no idea what they're doing on a daily day basis. I mean, they could be anybody who they want to be. And so then we follow after what we thought somebody was, and they end up not being that person. And then here we are again. We lose clarity. We lose direction. We don't know who we're called to serve because we're following something that is not real. And so that goes back to really being solid about your about where you're going in your journey as an entrepreneur.
Let me tell you.
You're going to get the plate passed around here.
Basically, like a social media fast. Like, I wasn't on social media for probably like a week or so.
We did it together, and we didn't know.
Yeah, we did it together.
We were both fasting social media because you got to be careful with your IDs. So she was fasted, I was fasted. And then we got to the end of the week, and we both were like, I didn't know she wasn't on. She didn't know I wasn't on because we weren't on.
But I'm telling you, it was like, I think I was very productive that week because my focus was on, I don't want to say me in a prideful way, but my focus was on me. I wasn't looking at anybody else.
I get it.
I wasn't seeing what anybody else was doing. And I really strongly urge entrepreneurs, like, it's good to connect, and I think I got on there just to see if anybody messaged me, to see if I needed to address something, but then I got off.
Right.
And that was it. I wasn't posting. I wasn't doing a whole bunch of looking or whatever, and I actually felt good. Like, I'm doing that more now. I'm on there, but I'm not on there because I don't need anybody to be a distraction for me.
And can I add something to that? You know, Michelle's brother is, he does music. He, you know, DJs, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, and he said something to me a while ago that he was like, man, I never listen to radio because I don't want radio to influence how I make my music. And then I was, you know, everything is Prince right now. And I've seen a Prince video where Prince was talking on, I think he was on, you know, one of those shows, I forget which one, and they talked about they asked Prince, who is he listening to? And Prince said, I don't listen to anyone. I don't listen to what the sound is right now, what sound is hot. I don't need that to influence me. And a lot of times, and I just got off the phone with a social media person who will be starting to run my social media campaigns, because I don't really need to be influenced by the things that are the trend right now. So social media is a blessing and a curse in a way that, you know, when you see it, you can't help but to kind of look at it. And which, you know, I'm gonna take it from a person who's a singer. You got to be a good singer and be on your note and have your ear, because if I'm a tenor and I'm standing up there and I'm just up there, next thing you know, I'm on the baritone's note. I ain't on the tenor like, yo, man, that's not the tenor's note, man. You know what I mean? That's the whatever's note. And I'm like, oh, because I'm swayed because I don't really know where I'm going and I'm not really perfected in my – hello? So, and I'm not really perfected in my craft, so that's the problem a lot of times, even with social media, is that we had that problem with making sure that we stay on point where we're going.
Right.
And one of the things that happens when we're on social media, one of those things that happens when we're on social media is that we start to get pulled to the left or pulled to the right, and we're around searching and looking at, you know, all the different periscopes. My phone is blown up with periscopes. I'm getting ready to start, you know, just turn Periscope off and then go on and just look for the people I'm looking for.
Yeah, that is so good. And even, Sherry, what you were saying is, and to kind of combining what you and Rudy said, is that, okay, what, even though something is trending, that still should not take us off the course of our purpose.
Yeah.
Right. What is our purpose, whom I call the show? Because I don't care what is new, because, look, well, if you look on social media, the news or whatever, something always new is popping up. But what is your purpose and stay that course? Because I always said, and I think last week we talked about the Book of Eli. Look, Denzel was on a course. He didn't allow for distractions, and that's how we have to stay, because something new is going to pop up, new and exciting and great and awesome, but we have to stay the course, because that's where we stay clear, and that's where we get the catch, because, and even if you start switching lanes, you start going, you go back to square one. And you're trying to develop that. And then you're like, oh, that's not working. Okay, let me try to develop that. So you're not going to get any cash because you're not clear on anything, because you're just jumping lanes all over the place.
Absolutely. Oh, man, this is so good, because and you guys, when you did that fast, I see, the thing is, when I do the social media, I always coach the women I work with, like, you know, really 2 hours a day is really, especially if you're using it as a tool, and again, the key word is using it as a tool to market yourself and your business, not to surf the Facebook or whatever all day, you know, which can easily happen because we see everything coming through our feeds. But I say, you know, narrow it down to 2 hours a day, and you even break the 2 hours up to do your networking or your marketing or answering questions or following up with people. And let that be that. Because, again, social media can be very distracting. It's just like TV. I mean, we can watch TV. There are some good things on there. But then before you know it, we sit there 4 hours and watch the whole different types of shows. Same thing with social media. Mm-hmm. And Rudy, when you said about Periscope, let me say this. Periscope first came out. Everybody was on Periscope. I personally was on Periscope and loved it. And I still think it's a great tool. But I found myself really distracted, and it became very annoying. And I said, okay, let me get really clear in the social media world, where will my ideal clients be? Are they on Periscope? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Instagram or Pinterest or all the new ones that are out there? And I got really, really, really clear on where to focus at. I don't care what type of social media new one comes up. I'm not jumping on it just because it's the new trend. Like you said, Michelle, it's a new trend. I know that for a fact that right now Facebook is primarily where all of the my ideal clients and people I believe God has called me to serve are on Facebook, and a few on Instagram. Everybody else, I'm not even worried about, because, and that's another way how to limit your time, because you can't just be everywhere, because you won't get the results that you're looking for. Again, going back to being really strategic and being focused, okay, where do I put the time I have and where do I focus it at? And, you know, doing that fast, and you're so surprised on how much you really get done. So, yeah.
And you know, one of the things that I talk to this person who I'm looking to, you know, be my AD and my social media manager, is to get me outside of my circle. I don't need another person. I don't need people from Philadelphia in this next movie. Not that I don't need them, but I want to get outside of my circle, because I don't think
that the market of people that I'm going to serve is in this Philadelphia area. Because this Philadelphia area doesn't have, or they don't really, they're not really there where we need them.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Just certain, certain areas have certain things. So, you know, I'm like, look, we need to, I need to expand. I need Albuquerque, New Mexico. I need, you know, Sacramento, California. I need people from these different places because, you know, if I'm paying for ads, I'm paying for these, that, and other things, people who see me, who know me in this area, I'm going to be paying for them to click and like on me for, and not the people that are going to be converting to partners or clients or what have you. And I think that that is so important that we have to, you know, my my private Facebook page, okay, that will be the people, my friends, you know, look, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But the people who I'm looking to serve are the people who are outside of my friend group, you know, because your friends are your friends and they see you how they see you.
Exactly.
But people outside, because I have a friend of mine, my cousin, who actually got, he looked at my Facebook feed. He was like, Rue, he was like, you know, people in Oklahoma, these other places, Kentucky, he said, they would eat you alive because those areas do not have those things that we bring, that we take for granted here. You know, Chicago, those other places. He's like, man, you know, looking at his and his fan page, you know, for his business, he has no one in Pennsylvania there. And he's making buku money and buku connections from people in Chicago, Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas. Those other markets are very receptive to what he brings because they don't see those kind of things that we have in our area.
Yeah.
Where we have
right.
people come a dime a dozen in our area who do what we do. But as you start to put your tentacles out and get yourself in other markets, now we're talking about making some changes and making some impacts. And then, too, with social media, Periscope, and what have you, look, there's always a competition. Now you can live stream on Facebook. You can live stream. You can live stream on YouTube. You know, so it's only a matter of time before someone comes out with an app that allows you to live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope at the same time. But
at the same time,
you know, And what I've seen from some of the people that I follow, I've seen that it looks like they just come on to do their thing at their time of day that they do it, and then they're not on there anymore.
There you go.
And that's
that
the discipline.
Absolutely true.
And that's the discipline. One a guy that I watch, he comes on and he does a Periscope at 12 o'clock every day, and I don't see him on there again.
Right.
You don't see him posting, and if you do, you know he's using a social media manager.
Right. Exactly.
So that's the key, because you can't stay fresh and stay pointed to where you need to be by having your eyes bombarded with other things, because you're going to eventually start talking about the same thing.
Right, right. Absolutely correct.
And I just think, like I said, to me, as you would say, to go from the carry to cash, you have to be clear that the two takeaways, and Shay, you can definitely piggyback on this, is that you have to be clear on your purpose, being authentic, and then who you're called to serve. Because, once again, you can't serve everybody. You can't serve because, and then, oh, and here we go, you got to be clear on your pricing, too. We can't even go there right now, but you got to be clear on your pricing. You can't be asking for a hookup all the time.
Yeah.
And here you go. And the people that you're called to serve will pay the price.
Absolutely. They won't even question it. They will definitely pay what you're charging. And you're always going to have a few that got something to say, but that's not we're not even worried about those. And so being clear is being about, clear about pricing.
Right.
Look, those who don't, you know, you shake the dust off your feet and you keep on moving. They
there
receive
you, go.
You not? Did they receive you not?
This has been a great, a quick hour. We only have
three more minutes.
We got like 6 minutes left.
Yeah.
So let's take this time to let the people know who Shea Kashinga is, what is your next project,
how can they connect with you, and if you have any, you know, special takeaways for the people, the audience to go home with.
Really quick, I'm really excited. I just wrote my third book, which is called The Be Your Own Boss, The Real Truth on How to Build a Profitable Business. And it has been selling. This is a powerful book. It is definitely geared for coaching, speakers, authors, service-based entrepreneurs, and ministry leaders. You can find this book on my website, which is my name, ShayaChasinga.com. And if you just go there, click on the Success Store, and you'll be able to place the order there. It's $17, but it's a powerful book. Even if you just apply a few of the tools that are in the book, you will see some major results in your business. And so it's called the Be Your Own Boss, The Real Truth on How to Build a Profitable Business. The last thing I would love to share with people on the call, and this is a part of my book, and that at the end of the day, you are equipped to win. You have everything you need right now to move forward, to walk in purpose, to create a profitable business, to serve the people God is calling you to serve, and to impact and have influence in the marketplace. Never question who God has called you to be, because it is true. It is solid. All you have to do is have faith and walk in your purpose. I thank you guys for this opportunity to be on this Pave Your Way to Success radio show. It has been absolutely awesome. Yes.
Yeah, real quick, I know for me, I'm struggling. Can you give us the correct spelling of your name? So people are taking notes.
Okay, so it's spelled.
This, that, and the other thing. So when they're going to ShayaChasinga.com, I may be saying it wrong, and they're trying to Google it, and it ain't coming up. So can you give us the correct spelling of your name?
Absolutely. It's S-H-E-Y-A. That's my first name. Last name is C-H-I-S-E-N-G-A, and it's ShayaChasinga.com. Again, it's S-H-E-Y-A-C-H-I-S-E-N-G-A.com.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
I got another announcement.
What? What's the matter now?
What? Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, look, cards in the mail.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the
mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
You know, we can't do it without you. You know, you are a very important part of our lives. You know, to all the single mothers out there who are doing dual roles, you know, I pray for you. You know, just because you can do it don't mean you should be. So, you know, hopefully these men will step up. You know, and I know there's other issues that, you know, sometimes people are single, but, you know, single moms, you know, that's where my heart is. I'm part with the single moms. I grew up with a single mother. And, man, all the mothers that are out there, man.
Yeah, happy Mother's
Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
We all know Father's Day is because we got a Mother's Day, but it really doesn't matter because I always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
What?
Yeah. Man, but Shaya, we appreciate you.
Yes.
Thank you. You know,
thank
tell
you.
My man Kevin Johnson out there, the mayor of Sacramento.
I sure will.
I said, what's up? That's my man.
Yay. We're going to have to do a part two.
We're going to have to do a part two. We most definitely want to have you back.
I would love it. I will come back again.
it was a good hour. We enjoyed your wisdom. Your thoughts on, you know, clarity, and clarity to cash. That's it. Because,
yes,
you know, we got to have clarity
to reach that,
you know, place where we start taking checks to the bank, as they say.
Oh, you know.
So that's the main thing, checks to the bank. So we just thank you, sis. We appreciate it. I pray that you guys have a good rest of the weekend. Enjoy whatever you do. Do it on purpose. All right?
Yes. All right. You
thank
guys,
you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man. That was another good, great Pave Your Way to Success radio show today. So, man, I am
Clear.
Clear.
Are you clear?
I'm clear. Are you clear?
I'm clear.
Are you clear?
Yeah.
I'm clear.
Windshield wipers are on.
Man, can you see? Wow. Wow. Clarity to cash.
Clarity to cash.
Look, just what we talked about today can put you in another situation.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Pave your way to success. Passion, purpose, position, attitude, mindset, vision, and execution. Because we talked about execution. We got to execute what God is telling us to do. Where our next, where He's telling us to go, where our next move is, you know, we got to execute. That's where the rubber meets the road. We can have the dreams. We can have the vision. We can have the mindset and the attitude. We can have all those things. But without acting upon it, executing, moving forward, taking those steps, even when you're scared, even when you're scared, I ain't going to break the table. I ain't going to bang on the table no more. But, man, get outside of your comfort zone. We appreciate our guests. We appreciate our listeners. We appreciate our mothers. Thank you much. Y'all have a good Saturday. Blessed Saturday on purpose. Thank you much. This is Pave Your Way to Success on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we're out. Bye-bye.
Caller, let me help you.
My roommate has been wearing my clothes. What should I do?
Go to AT&T. They're giving you up to $650 in value to help you switch when you trade in your current smartphone and buy a new one on AT&T Next.
Wow, $650? How does that help with my situation?
$650 in value can help you save up for your own place or a really nice deadbolt. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Limited time offer. Each line requires eligible port-in, trade-in, purchase, and service. Get minimum of $10 trade-in credit plus prepaid card and amount of device balance or early termination fee less trade-in. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Make a splash or have the ride of your life with Carowinds and Subway restaurants. Save up to $21 on single day admission when you make any sub a fresh value meal with chips and a drink. So head into Subway and get your discount for the new Carolina Harbor Water Park and Plants vs. Zombies 3Z Arena at Carowinds.
Offer valid March 25th through June 19th, 2016. See store for details. Limited time only at participating locations. May not be combined with any other offers. Sandwiches prepared in front of you. Subway is a registered trademark of Subway IP Inc. Copyright 2016 Subway IP Inc.